KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have cloudy skies here in the Nishna Valley and 67 degrees your temperature here this morning. We look today for skies to become cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms later this morning and this afternoon. Southeast winds at 10 to 15 and a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News is being brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In local news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Monday afternoon released details about a fatal motorcycle accident that took place at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say 28-year-old Brian Brown of Council Bluffs died at the scene of the crash located in the area of Old Lincoln Highway and Iowana Lane. A preliminary investigation determined that Brown was northbound on Old Lincoln Highway on a 2005 Kawasaki motorcycle. A 2010 Ford Edge was southbound on Old Lincoln Highway, driven by 18-year-old Jamie Hackett of Carson. Near the intersection of Old Lincoln Highway and Iowana Lane, Brown attempted to pass a vehicle. In doing so, his cycle and the SUV collided. Hackett was not injured in the collision. KJAN News Time is 7:08. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. In other news, officials with the Shelby County Sheriff's Office Monday afternoon issued a report on numerous recent arrests. Last Saturday, two people were arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop. 29-year-old Benjamin Tamoya Sorensen of Harlan was charged with possession of marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Another person arrested in a different vehicle was 26-year-old Brooke Raina Peterson of Audubon. And Peterson was charged with possession of marijuana. Both were taken to the Shelby County Jail for processing, and upon further investigation, Peterson was assessed an additional charge of possession of contraband in a controlled facility. The charge was added after officials discovered she had more marijuana. But both subjects had an initial appearance in front of the magistrate on Sunday morning and were given a date to appear in court and released on their own recognizance. Also arrested Saturday was 20-year-old Evelyn Marie Zonka of Portsmouth. Her arrest followed a call for deputies to respond to a residence on Dogwood Avenue for a woman destroying property. The subject was later identified as Zonka, and she was charged with criminal mischief second degree and transported to the Shelby County Jail without incident, and was held in the Shelby County Jail on $5,000 cash or surety bond. Harlan police assisted in making the arrest. On Sunday, Shelby County deputies arrested 32-year-old Michael John Carroll of Shelby after they were called to a residence with regard to a disturbance. Carroll was charged with domestic abuse assault by strangulation. He was held until Monday and then released on $2,000 cash or surety bond with a future court date assessed. Last Tuesday, deputies in Shelby County arrested 44-year-old Gary Wayne Hastings of Shelby on an outstanding warrant. He was charged earlier last month with willful injury through the District Court of Shelby County. And on August 4th, 34-year-old Jordan Michael Flaherty of Harlan was arrested on drug charges after authorities were called to the 59er Motel outside of Harlan for a male party who was refusing to leave. Harlan police assisted in the arrest. He was charged with possession of methamphetamine, prohibited acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and posted bond and was released later that evening. And that same day, 22-year-old Andrew James Nippert of Council Bluffs was arrested on drug and weapons charges following a traffic stop. Nippert was charged with operating while intoxicated, second offense, possession of marijuana, second offense, prohibited acts, carrying weapons, and driving while revoked. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. In an update to our broadcast reports and those online, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman on Monday sent out a new agenda for Wednesday morning's Board of Supervisors meeting. In the update, discussion and action on a property tax abatement for the ADM elevator requested by Pipeline Foods LLC was removed from the schedule. Officials with Pipeline had requested the five-year property tax abatement during the supervisors' meeting on August 8th, but it was taken under advisement at that time. Pipeline Foods, a developer of supply chains and agriculture with a focus on organic foods and feeds, grains, oil seeds, and ingredients, will be acquiring, converting, and utilizing the ADM facility for organic grain handling. Their plan is to acquire the facility in mid-September. The only action item now on the agenda Wednesday for the Cass County Board of Supervisors is to approve a beer permit for the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina. Officials with the Atlantic Police Department Monday evening posted a message to folks in the area with regard to a falsely reported abduction and arrest. And the Atlantic Police Department stated they are aware of information being shared on social media about law enforcement being notified of a female and two males at a local restaurant that seemed out of place. It further states that after notification of the situation to law enforcement, the stolen vehicle the individuals were in was stopped in Adair County and the female had been drugged and abducted. The Atlantic Police Department has spoken to staff at the local restaurant as well as the agencies that were reportedly involved and found that all of this information is false. And they are requesting anyone who has shared that information to take it down or not continue to spread it, as it is spreading worry and concern with false information. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports 39-year-old Terry Hannon of Council Bluffs was sentenced Friday to slightly more than 5 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Pratt sentenced Hannon to 63 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Hannon pled guilty to the offense on March 13th. On December 29th of last year, Council Bluffs Police and Fire responded to a fire at Hannon's home. Officers entered the house and observed ammunition in a gun safe, but did not locate anyone in the residence. As the fire inspector investigated the cause of the fire, Hannon was seen in a car near the home. He left abruptly as the fire inspector tried to approach him, and a short pursuit ensued. The vehicle was stopped, and Hannon was found to be in possession of a loaded Taurus Titanium 38 revolver. That case was part of the Project Safe Neighborhoods program, bringing together all levels of law enforcement and the communities they serve to reduce violent crime and make neighborhoods safer for everyone. The driver of a motorcycle suffered possible minor injuries Monday after a collision in the Red Oak Fairway store parking lot. At 5:20 p.m., a 2016 Buick Encore driven by 79-year-old Dolores Eileen Samples of Red Oak was eastbound in the lot, while a 2008 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 28-year-old Leland Robert Parker of Red Oak was southbound in the same parking lot. Both drivers failed to see each other, and the Buick struck the motorcycle in the side, causing it to spin around and throw Parker off the bike. Parker complained of left ankle pain after the accident and was taken to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital with possible minor injuries. No citations were issued. And investigators searching for a University of Iowa student who vanished last month are launching a new website to generate tips from potential witnesses. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation unveiled findingmolly.iowa.gov at a news conference Monday. Molly Tibbetts has been missing since July 18th, when the 20-year-old was last seen jogging in her small hometown of Brooklyn. Her disappearance has sparked an enormous search involving local, state, and federal authorities and volunteers. Assistant DCI Director Mitch Mortveit says investigators are considering all scenarios, but that it's possible that Molly has come into contact with someone who has caused her harm. He asks the public to report information about anyone who has recently displayed odd behaviors. The site seeks tips from people who were in specific Brooklyn locations on July 18th, including a car wash and a truck stop. That's a look at the latest in news. We'll take funeral announcements next, News Time 7:15. The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements, Delmer L. Berg, age 92 of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Delmer L. Berg will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lester L. Larson, age 91 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lester L. Larson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home, Audubon, has arrangements. Susan M. Mitchell, age 88 of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Susan M. Mitchell will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Brian Opperly, age 62 of Marshalltown and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Services for Brian Opperly will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.